Welcome back. We are so pleased
pregnancy
to welcome
related.
Back to the program the past president and the current president of the Quincy Animal Shelter, Kit Burke and Sandra Sines, are here together. Welcome, ladies. Great to
Thank
see you.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Kit, it's great to see you again.
Thank you.
I had a funny feeling that you wouldn't be able to stay away for too long after your retirement.
No, I can't. It's too compelling. I've been doing it too long. The people are wonderful, the animals. So you're right. I can't stay away.
It's a passion for you. It's quite obvious. But both of you ladies have been involved with the shelter for such a long time, and really owe a lot of its success to your efforts. You know, I really have to say.
1999, right here.
1999.
Well, it's
you were 10
so many
when you
people.
Started, right, Sandra?
Yeah. No, it is. It's a passion, and we're so fortunate that we've had over the last 27 years so many people come in, you know, to the organization and share so much of their time and their talent. And we always say, you know, it's not us, it's everybody else. You know, like we do some of the heavy lifting type of stuff that's not necessarily fun, but the people who care for the animals and set up the events and, you know, do all the fundraising, you know, they're the heroes. You know, the
volunteers, right?
Yeah, all volunteers.
They're all volunteers. Yeah. There's over 100 of them.
Yeah, 191 right now.
So there's almost 200 of them.
Yep.
Okay, and growing, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and still room for more, I'm guessing, as well. Sandra, how long has the new, quote-unquote, new shelter been open now?
So we moved in a year ago, May.
Okay.
So,
all right. And has it been everything that you thought it would be and more?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, I don't want to say that we're fully settled, but I think we're in a much better place now. I mean, it's literally like moving from a little tiny cottage to a giant mansion and just, you know, trying to figure out where things should go, you know, how to store things, you know, all the new types of cages and kennels for the animals. It took us a while to really, you know, get into a good rhythm. And get things going the way that we want them to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, the building is fabulous, but there's been a couple of things with the building that we've had to, you know, work around and stuff. So we're finally on the right path.
And I know one of the biggest goals or positives in moving into the new shelter was to be able to expand your adoption hours, right?
Yes.
To be able to find more homes for more animals.
Yes.
More
and
quickly. Yeah.
So we're open to the public Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday from 11 to 4, and Fridays by appointment only.
Okay.
I'm very proud to report that July was a really big month. We adopted out 33 animals and 4 pending, so that's more than one a day.
Yeah, right.
So,
yeah.
And that's really good because nationally adoptions are down.
Hmm.
So we are still on track. We have a very strong adoption team, very dedicated people, you know, finding homes for these animals. So that was July was a great month.
That's great.
Summer's kind of slow usually because people are going on vacation and they don't want to, you know, take a pet home and then go away. So that's a really big July.
That's great. Mm. Yeah. What do you attribute that to? Do you know why that was the case?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I should say this. We do a lot of social media advertising.
Yes.
You know, there people are really willing to help. It's also kitten season.
Mm.
So we do have a lot of kittens, but we adopted out a lot of adult cats. So kittens and puppies bring people into the shelter.
Sure.
But
yeah.
Sometimes when they get there, they say, oh, maybe a puppy or a kitten might be too much work for me. Maybe I'll go with an older animal. So that benefits the older animals, which is great.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I know one of the other positive aspects of the new shelter was good separation between cats and dogs, right?
Yes.
That was important.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Has that worked out well?
It works out really well because
it
reduces the stress for the two different types of animals and also the noise level is just much better at the new shelter.
Yep. Good, good, good. Does the shelter deal with any other types of animals?
Well, the animal control officer can deal with anything, but we are only licensed in Massachusetts to handle cats and dogs.
Okay.
So although the occasional bunny rabbit, guinea pig comes in, we usually find a way, or the animal control officer will find a way to get it to an organization that can handle those types of animals.
Gotcha. Okay.
We had a The animal control officer picked up a lizard dressed up in a unicorn outfit the other day.
What?
And if I didn't see it with my own eyes, I never would have believed
it. In Quincy?
In Quincy, yes.
Okay.
And the owner was found.
Okay.
It was a lost pet, but it actually had a crocheted unicorn costume on.
Was there any explanation for why?
No. I'm not aware.
Okay.
Sometimes you're better off not knowing.
But lizard and owner have been happily reunited.
Reunited.
Okay. See, these are the stories you don't hear about. Kit, although you're quote-unquote retired, you're still very active on the board, right? At the shelter?
Yes, I'm still on the board. And when Sandra was just speaking about things going on in the shelter, I have to say, I think it's like my thing. We're so happy that we finally have been able, well, I didn't, Sandra and team did, but launching the in-house surgical suite.
Yes.
Yeah. We are only able to do shelter animals at this time,
right.
But Sandra could speak to, you know, what we've done. The first surgery that we did, one of our volunteers' wife is a veterinary ophthalmologist, and she did, a cat needed to have their eye removed, which sounds gruesome, but it's really not that big a deal.
Okay.
But that was our maiden voyage, right? That was our... and it just seems like they're getting better and better at it in terms of booking and
yes.
That's something that in the past would have had to been kind of faded out to another clinic, right?
There was no way we could do anything like that,
right.
And I'm sure we still use some of the outside services for that.
We do.
Okay?
Yeah.
But anything we can do in house. Logistically makes life much easier,
right.
and saves us a lot of money.
It's, you know, it's easier on the animal too, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to ferry them all over the place. Easier on the owner. It's kind of all done in house as well, so it's a convenience factor
so
as well.
I think that's just tremendous.
Mm. Has that been? I forgot about the clinic actually, Sandra, but that's a huge
So we have a vet who volunteers her time, Dr. Susan Holt, and she comes in and does spay and neuter surgeries almost once a week. And depending on what animal needs surgery, that will dictate how many she's able to do. So for example, neutering a kitten is a very simple procedure as opposed to spaying an adult female dog. That would be a much longer procedure. So if she can do 5 or 6 kittens in a short period of time and a couple of dogs. One of the things that I'm really happy about is that, you know, like Kit said, we can only do shelter animals or unowned animals. We can't do you know, citizens or resident pets, but we are able to help out other shelters. So Milton Animal Shelter had a situation a few months back, and they had nowhere to get a couple of dogs neutered.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to do that for them, and that's a big help.
Yes,
you know, because they were really stuck, and we could help them.
Yeah. In the future, do you see the Quincy shelter as maybe kind of a regional shelter set up at some point?
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm thinking not.
No.
Yeah.
Quincy's got enough to keep it busy, yeah.
Well, and Quincy keeps growing.
Yes, that's true.
Just there's so many more. People comment all the time, there's so many dogs now.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, there was a time years ago that was the case, too.
Right.
But, you know, Quincy has an awful lot of pets residing here.
Most of the new developments are pet friendly,
you
know, so folks have their dogs with them.
And there's lots of those new developments.
Yes, sure. So good points, let's talk about a big party that's going on tomorrow night at Ciro's. This is the Quincy Animal Shelter celebrating shelter pets, Sandra, with a birthday bash.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is the second year that we're having Dogist. At Ciro's at Marina Bay.
Okay.
And it is tomorrow night from 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay.
And bring your friendly dogs. Last year was so much fun. It really was a great night. So what the concept is that it's a birthday party for shelter and rescue dogs that you don't know their birthday.
True.
You know, so the North Shore Animal League actually started this, you know, a few years ago. So August 1st, or Dogist, is the official birthday for those dogs.
Okay.
And at Ciro's, if you decide to come, we ask that you bring either a birthday present for the animals, and there is a wish list available for the shelter, or a cash donation if you can.
Okay.
In exchange for that, you'll receive a raffle ticket, and there will be a variety of prizes that you might be able to win. There'll also be some light hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar, and it's just a really cool dog-themed event, and there's no better place to spend a summer evening than Marina Bay,
right,
so it's a win for everybody.
Yeah, the weather is going to be beautiful.
Yep.
We got all the rain out of the way today, so we have a beautiful evening as well.
Yeah.
And it's an indoor-outdoor setting?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so folks can bring their dogs, they can walk them around the boardwalk. Right?
Yeah, and I mean, I just want to add that we're so grateful to Chris Hendrickson and her staff at Ciro's for continually supporting us over the years and doing these types of events and supporting us. So it's always a great time to spend at Ciro's.
Yeah, that's great. Very good. And this is not ticketed, right? Just show up?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
So, and do you want folks to kind of RSVP, if you will, just you get a sense for how many folks are coming?
I think it's on Facebook.
Okay.
So there's an event set up on Facebook. So if people want to go and click that they are going, we would have a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Can we talk a little bit about the current shelter population? What's available?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have had, so it's kitten season. I believe we have about 50 kittens in foster care, which, believe it or not, that's actually a low number. Which there was a time when we first started that 150 to 200 kittens during kitten season was not abnormal.
Is that right?
Yeah, so we run about 50 to 60 now, which is a big improvement thanks to people spaying and neutering. It seems to be going up again a little bit. And we also get puppies now, which we really never got puppies before. But right now we have plenty of cats, adult cats, and we have some kittens. We're very low on dogs, but I know that we're getting dogs in this week.
Okay.
So I don't really know what they are yet. But, you know, I try to explain to people, you never know what we're going to have. People say, oh, you know, when are you going to get some German Shepherds? It's like, we don't know. You know, we could have one tomorrow.
You can't put your order in, right?
Right. It's hard, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, our phone does ring off the hook with surrender calls.
Really?
You know, so there are a lot of people in need, not just from Quincy, but all over, you know, trying to rehome their animals.
Is it financial? Is that a lot what's going on right now?
I think financial, housing.
Yeah.
You know,
different circumstances here.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things.
Sure.
So,
every story,
you know, animals not getting along with other animals, you know,
somebody in the family passes away,
allergies,
things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you don't know. I wouldn't think the puppies would stick around too long, though. I bet you they go pretty quick.
Right. No, puppies go very fast.
Yeah. I'm sure. And kittens, too, probably.
Yeah. I'll put in a little plug for an absolutely perfect pit bull named Terry.
Okay.
If you just want a big, giant, gray hunk of love, this dog is amazing.
Okay.
Like, he's just so sweet and so well-behaved. But a lot of people are going to say it's a pit bull.
Yep.
And it's like, he's just wonderful.
Yeah.
Like, he's a wonderful dog. He's strong and he's big, but he's just so sweet. And, you know, so if anybody wants to come down and see Terry, you know, it would be great because he's a wonderful dog.
That's a good point, too. You can come and visit and you don't have to adopt, right? You can just come and visit and get to know the animals. And
we give tours of the facility if somebody wants to come in and take a look at our whole operation. People come in to leave donations.
Sure.
We've had lots of since we finally got settled, we're able to have volunteer work groups come in and spend a few hours at the shelter helping us out with tasks. We've worked with a Quincy Public School group this summer called Ladders to Success, had kids come in and learn all about animal welfare careers. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
So okay. I encourage everyone to visit. You don't have to leave with anything, but we encourage you to visit.
Sure. Or maybe bring a donation. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is the pet food bank still open and available, or is that?
It is. Okay. Marcy Daugherty, yes, the new animal care center manager, is running that operation.
Okay.
And she's changed some of the parameters around it, so I really can't speak to all of that right now.
Okay.
But it is operational, so if people in Quincy need food, they should reach out to her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or make a donation as well. Right,
right, exactly.
Pet food, yeah. Kit, there are four new members of the board of directors.
Yes, through different circumstances, we actually lost four people.
Uh-huh.
In the last year, so it's not really putting us ahead yet, but it's getting us back to where we should be.
Okay.
And Sandra did a kind of a blanket plea, if you're interested. And I have to say, the group of people that responded was probably the best group of professionals that we've seen in one place in a long time, as far as, you know, we know what we're good at, but we also know what we're not too good at, or what we could use help with.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of that is IT development.
Sure.
Some of that is, what would you say? I'm having a blank here.
Like large donors,
okay,
sponsorships.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Financial
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
And the group of people that... if you're interested in joining our board, we ask that you come to two or three meetings so that you can get a feel for us and we can get a feel for you.
Sure.
And it was just really a great group. Mm. So we've just, at the end of July, basically appointed four people, you said?
Yes, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to working with them. You know, one of the men that's going to be joining us has a lot of experience with grant writing. That's
okay.
always
yeah.
been
very
a problem.
Needed, right?
Well,
yeah.
because none of us had the experience,
sure.
and it can be so dry.
It's a full-time job.
Yeah. And so we have a volunteer that has kind of taken up the reins and is self-educating, but to be able to get this man now with his experience to work with her is really...
wonderful.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's exciting, so...
And Sandra, we're going to have you back because mm-hmm. you're retiring.
Yes.
we're going to leave it there because
okay,
we don't have any
sure.
more time, but
sure.
we'll have you back before then.
Sure.
But in the meantime, tomorrow night, 6 to 8 at Ciro's, the birthday bash.
Yes, August.
All right. Thank you, ladies, so much. Great to
Thank
talk
you.
To you.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Likewise.